Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Your Saturday morning tradition since 1988. Welcome to hour number three of our weekly radio broadcast, the 10 o'clock hour. We call this one our open home hour, open to you, the Arizona homeowner, whatever you want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin. You can text today, probably the best way to communicate, 411-923, or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. Or if you want to see producer Gary hit the roof, everybody call right now at the same time, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We don't have a call screener today. We're doing a little traveling, wrapping up the summer season. So text and email, probably the best, but you can still try and sneak in on the phone line. Just be patient and hold. It'll be a little bit longer than normal screening time while we get your information and your question up on the board. 1-888-767-4348 or text 411-923. This hour, our 10 o'clock hour, all of our radio affiliates join us live. CAF, Country, and Flagstaff. KTAR in Phoenix, going south here. KNST in Tucson, KGVY in Green Valley, whether you're listening on terrestrial radio or you're streaming from one of our affiliates. Glad you've found Rosie on the House and you're spending your Saturday morning with us. Our goal this hour is to address the questions that you might have about maintaining, managing your home, castle, or cabin, or improving it. Maybe you've got a little bit of a roof leak. Might have happened recently, or other types of storm damage, and you've got a proposal, and you have some questions on it, and think, I'd like somebody to talk this through. We can help talk you through that. Or if you've one of the people that have recently found homeschooling, and you're a little tight on space, and you're trying to rework the blueprint of your home and find some more space for the students at home, but you know it may not be a long-term solution, even if it is through the end of their schooling career. That's still not a forever improvement or layout that you might want. So how to best utilize that space, could do that. We could talk about how thankful we are to be in Arizona. This story I've had for a couple weeks, and we've just been so busy on the broadcast. A lot of times, you know, we'll grab stories and articles for fillers or for openers, but we'll get overrun with live questions, so we don't want to ever keep those waiting any longer than we have to. But I've had this as an opener, and it's Vortex Vaults. A couple weeks ago, had a horrible situation in Florida where a condo collapsed, and I don't see, didn't want to see the final death toll on that, but we obviously lost life there. And what would happen if you were in a condo situation, or you were worried about that, or you lived in a high rise and you did wake up to a collapsing building? There are beds, hurricane, earthquake beds, that are designed. Imagine this, and I'm joined with Bruce Stumbo of Rosie Wright Remodeling. Thanks for jumping down here this Saturday morning.
Thank you for having me.
Can you imagine living somewhere where you go to sleep on a bed knowing that you may wake up in what I would compare to a coffin?
Yeah, I've seen those. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, every time I've seen them, I've thought, well, that would be a very unpleasant way to wake up. But I suppose it's better than having the roof fall on you. So
what this bed does is it detects earthquake tremors, and if it determines it's a threat level, it drops you under your mattress, and it has a protective lid over it, and it's built to withstand, you know, the weight of a crumbling building coming down on top of you. And inside this bed, you've got, and they'll provide it with you, or you get your own. You've got food and water and a light, and I think I'd have a radio.
Yeah, seriously. Maybe a charger for your cell phone.
Some way, a communication method, you know, to hopefully get out of that rumble, because the paranoid side of me think, well,
you're trapped in there.
If nobody gets to me for 4 days, and I end up perishing in here, It'd have been better just to have the concrete fall on me and get over right away instead of extending this for a week and dying slowly. But if you're in a hurricane area, so Vortex Vaults, and why I high-centered on this one, it's American-made out of Oklahoma. And there's a lot of great different designs they have, and it's not just beds, but they've got one that's a workshop. So if you're out in your garage, you can jump underneath your workstation. And again, most of these things, most every Arizona homeowners don't want to, won't have to worry about, but it's available.
Yep.
And if you have family in a high-risk zone, you know, you can share that with them. And if you're they're looking for a solution, there's a couple. They've got a lot of different great products that are all American-made. A couple texts that have already come in this morning. The stucco under a couple of my eaves appears to be damaged and missing by woodpeckers. How do I fix it? Any ideas to prevent it afterwards? And this is coming in from Bill and Gilbert.
That's the never-ending story. How do I keep the woodpeckers away from my stucco? Yeah, that's a tough one. There's you'll see people with, you know, old CDs, for those of us still have some of those, dangling, trying to keep them away, which whether you have an HOA or not, may or may not like that. You definitely have to try to get those guys away from there. There's all kinds of stuff you would find. I think ultimately most people are going to go to a pest company. So, you know.
And there's not a lot even they can do other than sell you or rent you deterrents, because woodpeckers are protected by the Arizona Game and Fish Department. And they're generally speaking only problematic during mating season when they're trying to establish their territory. Nonetheless, we don't want them establishing their territory on the side of our stucco.
Right.
So a lot of times what you can do, they love metal because it makes a louder sound.
I have a woodpecker for the past four springs that have been tapping on my aluminum siding. Those Gila woodpeckers, they show no mercy.
I've been in empty houses with no one else walking around, you know, looking at things, taking notes, taking pictures, and woodpecker has taken that very moment with complete silence. I'm by myself to start hammering away on the top of the gas fireplace, and it sounds like a machine gun just went off
inside. And especially when it's when the sun's up at 5:20 peak during the summer, you're sound asleep, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, so your best option in a lot of cases is to just find something else for him to drum on. Mm. And you can go to the grocery store and find the biggest canned food thing you can. A lot of times that's going to be like salsa, or potato sauce, you know, something that's like a 1 gallon aluminum can, something nice and big and shiny for him to see. Bring it home, empty that contents of whatever's in it into a mason jar or whatever, rinse it out, take even the, if it's got like a paper wrapping on it, whatever branding, take that off, turn it upside down, stick it out in the yard where it's bright and shiny and he can see it. It's going to annoy the heck out of you hearing that, but it's not costing you all the repair money that this is going to, Bill and Gilbert here is going to have to spend to repair that stucco.
Yeah. And just as regarding the repairs, part of that's going to depend on how big those holes are. You know, if they're small holes, I mean, they make it pretty easy these days. You can get a pre-mix stucco, you know, patch from, you know, most of the big box stores, hardware stores. You could go to a masonry supplier, that's easy. But if they're big, if that styrofoam's gone and it's all the way down and you can see the, you know, typically OSB, you know, which a lot of people say plywood, underneath that stucco, you probably don't want to just slap more stucco on over the top, because stucco does absorb water and releases it over time. So in that case, you know, unless you've got some experience with doing everything, it's probably a time to try to get a hold of the stucco contractor and see if you can get on their schedule.
So. I think we, if you're thinking about getting rid of the problem completely, I want to let you know Gila woodpeckers are protected.
Yep.
So
yeah.
You cannot harm them.
Yeah, you may not go out there with a BB gun and shoot at them. If anyone finds out, you're going to find yourself in a world of trouble. So just don't do it.
And they're smart and they're fast. Mm-hmm. I'd be impressed if anyone could ever get a Gila woodpecker with a BB gun.
Yeah. Don't try it, folks. That's not worth it.
You got to sit in your Gila suit sniper position for 3 hours without moving or blinking.
Behind a bush going, I hear you calling.
Yeah.
The next texter, it says, by the way, Gary, you're welcome for the text instead of the phone call. It says, I'm doing yard work. And the grass around my fruit trees is driving me nuts. Is it a bad idea to cover the area away from the tree and not up against the tree in plastic to help kill the grass? You guys were talking about solarizing and using plastics and farm fields. Can I do this around my fruit tree? It's a landscape area, has about 4 inches of wood chips. So you absolutely can solarize it. I will tell you, you have to keep to kill Bermuda grass, which is what I'm assuming it is. It's a 480 number, and he's talking about fruit trees, so it's not probably a high elevation. Probably, from what I've seen, up to 6 months on there. And in that case, you wouldn't want to keep that on around your tree that long because you're going to trap in the moisture, and you need that evapotranspiration for the cycle of the tree. So you can do it in maybe sections at a time. But what I would tell you is ultimately going to be best, just pick a day, a weekend. Let's say you're going to do it on Saturday. Thursday, turn your water on. Leave it on all day. Maybe even Friday too. And then go out there and hand dig it up. You may have to go as deep as 18 inches. Mm-hmm. Maybe not digging that deep, but that's how
raking
deep. You know, you may be pulling from 12 inches and getting a 6-inch stem below. That's really ultimately going to be your best way to get that out. Just soak it and get down there by knees and hand pull it out. There are organic weed killers. Bonide makes one that's got neem oil in it. And you can apply it a couple times, but you'll see it's a great at killing the foliage, but Bermuda grass root system is extremely impressive. And if you really, really want to assure you're going to eliminate it, soak it, spend a couple hours on your hands and knees pulling that out, and then you may only have to do that once every 2 or 3 years.